5 days after the former Soviet Republic of Georgia held parliamentary elections, official results have yet to be released. Election officials blame organizational problems for the delay, but opposition leaders say the government of President Eduard Shevardnadze is attempting to manipulate the outcome. Thousands of Georgians have spent much of the week demonstrating in Tbilisi, the capital, and other cities, demanding that Shevardnadze step down. Natalia Antolava reports.
Georgia has lived through a decade of broken promises, and for many, Eduard Shevardnadze is to blame. The country suffers from a rampant poverty, widespread corruption, and deep power shortages. Just last week, President Shevardnadze made another promise, that of a democratic and fair parliamentary vote. It's a promise that many feel he has broken. Thousands have taken to the streets of Tbilisi to protest the preliminary official results of the vote, in which President Shevardnadze's unpopular political bloc is leading. International observers say the election was marred by what they termed spectacular irregularities. U.S. State Department has also criticized the vote, but it's the Georgians who are truly outraged. Analysts say that Shevardnadze needs control of the parliament seats in order to hold on to power after his presidential term runs out in 2005. But Georgians say they've had enough. Georgi Kandelaki is an activist of an anti-government student movement, Komara. Georgian for enough is enough.
Enough of being a failing state, enough of not having democracy, enough of being deprived of all our civic rights and being subjects and not citizens. Shevardnadze encapsulates everything we confront. This is really our last chance to gain and earn type of country we deserve and we want to live in.
The man who promises change is Mikhail Saakashvili, the leader of Georgian opposition. Saakashvili is a U.S.-educated lawyer and the president's most outspoken opponent. His popular National Movement Party led an opinion and exit polls, but is behind the government in the official results. At a demonstration on Wednesday, Saakashvili accused Shevardnadze of messing with the results and said that the government has robbed him of victory. He also gave President Shevardnadze an ultimatum, either accept defeat or resign. In response, the government has filled the streets with army and riot police. President Shevardnadze has already declared that he is determined to stick to the official results and that he is not afraid. He also added that he will resign if people ask him to. As the protests across the country are expected to grow, many think that this is one promise President Shevardnadze will be forced to keep. For NPR News, I'm Natalia Antolava in Tbilisi.